everyone would accept that there has been a problem about competitive sports in schools, and there still is a problem, and it's that problem we really have to crack. And as I say, if the answer was just money and targets, we would have cracked the problem by now. If money and targets alone aren't enough, there is a culture change required. There's far more we need to do with clubs. One of the things we've done to try and change the culture is actually introduce the school games, and they took part, the finals took part, in the Olympic Stadium. This was a massive investment, £60 million, and half of all schools in the country said that they would take part. So, you know, it's things like that that can actually help change the culture. And let's, at the same time, recognise that what's been happening these past 2 weeks will be a massive culture change in and of itself. The fact that we put that funding into the elite athlete programme, and that has helped to deliver this extraordinary haul of gold medals, is going to inspire people and inspire schools and inspire sports clubs to do far more. So, as I say, we will be taking our time to absolutely get this right, but I can promise you we will have in place the right measures for money, for facilities, for ambition, the right things written into the curriculum so that we really make the most
of
the legacy that we all want of these games.
Indeed so, but you keep deriding targets. Targets are also important, and we don't even know how much PE is happening in schools because Michael Gove did away with the requirement for schools to report on that, because he said it was all just you know, red tape and bureaucracy. We need to know what's happening there. If you want to change the culture, you want to know if the culture's changing, surely.
No, of course you need those things. But let me be clear about this point, because we've been taking advice from those schools in the state sector that have some of the best records of getting children involved in school. And their point was, if you simply leave it at this 2-hour-a-week target, you'll find that schools will try and meet that target and then think they've done their bit. Well, frankly, 2 hours of activity a week isn't enough. As I say, in too many cases, that when I've got personal experience of this, in too many cases, that's being met by things that you and I wouldn't really think of as sport. And so there's a danger of just relying on targets, in that schools think, well, I've fixed that, I've done that, I don't need to do any more, when that's not the case. It's the shortage of competitive sports that I think there's still a big problem within our schools, and we really need to crack that.